is about to begin. And that message can be confirmed by looking into the newspaper or turning on your radio and comparing it with the prophetic word. That is the message that will bring the revival to God's people that Sister White says we so desperately need. Now, as she closes this last paragraph, she talks about the hours of probation are fast passing. This is an emphasis of the spirit of prophecy, not me. That these end-time events that are calling us to arouse and get ready are in the context of our probation is about up. And then she gives us a promise that when we will take the message of the message of evangelism to the world, what will bring fruits to our work is when we begin to proclaim the forgotten truths of the Bible. And I would suggest to you that that second passage that we opened with from the Great Controversy 594, where she says the events connected with the close of probation and the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented. And she says, multitudes have no more understanding of these important truths than if they had never been revealed. These are the forgotten truths. These are the truths that the pioneer movement began to believe, even though they were mistaken. They thought the Lord was returning in 1844, and they took these truths to the world that you better get ready because Christ is coming, and if you're not ready, you're lost eternally. That's what brought power to this movement in the beginning. That's what awoke people. And that's the same message that is designed to awaken us here at the end. And these have been forgotten in Adventism today. These are the forgotten truths that, if we'll proclaim them, will bring fruits to our efforts. Now, I want to begin with, or follow this with, one more rather long quote. Then I won't have any more long quotes. But it's another indication of what this message at the end is to be if we're going to be aroused. And it also, the reason I selected this is there's a passage in here where Sister White is going to begin referring to the Bible prophets. And please listen very carefully how she selected from this prophet, this prophet, this prophet, and strings them all together. And ask yourself, Sister White's putting these passages in the end of the world scenario. Ask yourself if you're ready for these things that the prophets are talking about, because this is what's ahead. This is from Great Controversy, page 309. When the Savior pointed out to his followers the signs of his return, he foretold the state of backsliding that would exist just prior to his second advent.